6.7 The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Anzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Suspect found with case to answer in alleged witchcraft plot against President Hichilema. 30 ex-government complex workers sue state over 25 million kwacha in unpaid benefits. In global news, China reports 7,000 case of chikungunya virus. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga with the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. Two suspected witch doctors, 43-year-old Leonard Piri of Sinda and 42-year-old Mozambican national Justin Mavulese Kandunde, have been found with a case to answer by Lusaka magistrate Fine Oyambo in a matter they are accused of possessing charms and practicing witchcraft in an alleged plot to harm President Hakainde Hichilema. Magistrate Mayambo ruled this morning that the testimony from 10 prosecution witnesses provide sufficient evidence for the accused to explain their side of the matter and prove their innocence. The pair is alleged to have been hired by Nelson Banda, brother of Emmanuel J. Banda, and promised 2 million kwacha as payment in a plot to harm President Hichilema between 22nd and 23rd of November last year. The duo face two counts of professing knowledge of witchcraft under Section 5A of the Witchcraft Act, Chapter 90, and possession of charms in violation of Section 11(2) of the same Act. Their lawyer, Agrippa Melando, confirmed that the accused will rely solely on their sworn statements and will not call additional witnesses as defense is set for Thursday. 30 former government complex general workers have sued government, demanding 25 million kwacha in unpaid terminal benefits. In a statement of claim filed in the Lusaka High Court against Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha, the former workers seek payment of redundancy entitlements, accrued salary arrears, interest and damages for breach of contract. The workers represented by Charles Mumba were employed by the former Ministry of Works and Supply, now the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, to assist in constructing the Lusaka government complex. According to the claim, a redundancy notice dated 25th October 2016 declared their positions surplus effective 31 January 2017, citing Personnel Division Circular Number B19 of 1984 and government correspondence at the time acknowledged entitlement to 2 months basic pay for each completed year of service, repatriation allowance payment for accrued leave and NAPSA contributions totaling over 5 million kwacha. Despite repeated interventions by the Labour Commissioner's Office confirming the state's obligation, beneficiaries have received no payment, and in May 2025, the plaintiff's advocates formally demanded 25 million kwacha as the original sum plus accrued interest, inflation, adjustments and loss of income over the 7-year delay. In more stories, police on the Copper Belt have detained Abigail Namwelu, age 44, for the murder of her 69-year-old husband, Edward Katole, of Kansofu farming area in Chingola district, following a marital dispute with the aid of her brother, who is on the run. Copper Belt Province Police Commissioner Pethias Siandenge said the incident occurred between the evening of August 3rd and the morning of August 4th, 2025, and was reported to Chingola Central Police by a peasant farmer, John Ngosa, who also serves as a Community Crime Prevention Unit CCPU officer in the area. He says the deceased was allegedly murdered by his wife with the help of her brother, Alex Mutale, who is currently on the run after a heated marital dispute, which escalated into a physical fight while both were reportedly intoxicated at the time. Mr. Siandenke says the deceased was discovered dead the following morning at around 10 hours by Mr. Ngosa, and upon visiting the crime scene, police found Mr. Katole's body lying on the kitchen shelter floor near an extinguished fire with a swollen head, bleeding nose, cut wounds, a swollen hip, a cut on the leg, and multiple burns on his body. He says a 1 meter long blood stained metal bar was also found near the body, after which police apprehended Ms. Namwelu, while her brother remains at large. Mr. Siandenge says the body of the deceased has been deposited at Inchanga North Hospital mortuary, awaiting a postmortem, while a docket of murder has been opened as investigations continue. Education Minister Douglas Yakalima has commended the People's Republic of China for its commitment to contributing time, expertise and resources towards Zambia's development. Speaking at the 2025 China-Zambia Research and Development Exchange Forum in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Siakalima expressed satisfaction with seeing academia take a leading role in strengthening the Zambia-China partnership. He has called on all stakeholders to actively support such forums and ensure that the discussions lead to tangible and actionable outcomes.
The theme, quote, global perspective, local impact, enhancing research and development through student exchanges, resonates deeply with the Minister of Education's commitment to transforming education into a powerful tool for social and economic development. That is, through this exchange, we are witnessing knowledge diplomacy at work, where borders are bridged through shared research, mutual learning, and collaborative innovation.
Speaking earlier, Belt and Research Institute of Science and Technology Board Chairman Andy Liu said the forum serves not just as an exchange of ideas, but as an important platform for deepening collaboration between China and Zambia.
Global vision calls on us to embrace the world with openness and inclusiveness. Facing global challenges only through cooperation can we share opportunities. Our institution is committed to build a bridge of knowledge and innovation between China and Africa.
Meanwhile, University of Zambia Acting Vice Chancellor Professor Bonfes Namangala reaffirmed the university's strong commitment to partnerships that foster inclusive, relevant and transformative research.
Let us go beyond MOUs. Let us build enduring bridges of research, mentorship and mutual understanding.
In global news, more than 7,000 cases of a mosquito-borne virus have been reported across China's Guangdong province since July, prompting measures similar to those taken during the COVID-19 pandemic. In Foshan City, which has been hit the hardest, chikungunya patients must stay in hospital where their beds will be protected with mosquito nets. They can only be discharged after they test negative or at the end of a week-long stay. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
Cameroon's Constitutional Council is due to rule today on an appeal by the opposition leader Maurice Kamto against his disqualification from presidential elections next October. Mr. Kamto is seen as a strong challenger to the incumbent President Paul Biya, who's been in power for 4 decades. The Israeli military says the government has authorized the gradual re-entry of goods to Gaza via private traders. The agency in charge of the Gaza border says the aim is to increase the volume of aid entering the territory while reducing reliance on the UN. Israel has maintained a near total blockade of Gaza since March. At least a dozen civilians have died in overnight air and artillery attacks across Ukraine. President Zelensky said the Russian army was once again hunting people.
We take a quick break. When we return, the business news.
A whole new flight for radio.
The business news is brought to you by FNB. Health changes everything.
The Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, recorded a strong performance in July with gains across both the equity and fixed income markets, signaling continued investor confidence in Zambia's capital markets. According to LUSE Chief Executive Officer Nicholas Cavazo,